Hey guys, welcome back to The Anxious Aquarius. My name is Sarah. Thank you for being here today and for taking this time for yourself. So today is my birthday. I am 28. People always ask everybody on their birthday, like, are you sad about getting older? And I've never been sad about getting older. Even when I was a kid, I think everybody was excited to be an adult, but that never really ended for me. I am excited to get older because I see being older as, you know, being wiser and being more comfortable with myself and learning more things, and that brings me comfort. I feel like I know a lot more than I did when I was 21, obviously, and I'm excited to have even more in 5 years, and 10 years, and 20 years. So, no, I am not sad that I am 28. I'm really excited. So, for today's episode, I wanted to do 28 things that I've learned in 28 years. So, number one is, when thinking of what makes me happy, the thought of others' opinions, the thought of what others might expect of me to make me happy, should not be taken into consideration. Number two is that when finding out what makes other people happy, my opinion and expectations should not be taken into consideration. Number three is that when it comes to the secrets of others, things are always better left unsaid. Even if it's like one of those situations where they didn't necessarily say that it was a secret, things are always just better left unsaid. Number four is that people can only meet you as far as they have met themselves, and that this says nothing about the state of you as a person or your worthiness to be met where you are. And that is a really hard one to get through, because we place our worth and our value so much in other people that when they take it away, we feel like it's us. And it's really just that people can only meet you as far as they've met themselves. Number five is that how we feel about ourselves, we will seek validation for in our partners and in friends. So it's important that those feelings are good and made with love. Otherwise, we're seeking out those who confirm the awful things that we falsely believe to be true of ourselves. When we believe good things about ourselves, we're attracting people who also believe those good things and will confirm and validate those good things. Number six is that everything is temporary. The good is temporary, the bad is temporary, and that chasing a permanent state of good is like asking the ocean to stay calm forever. Storms sometimes wash up treasures that we wouldn't have been able to know of otherwise. Number seven is that everything and everyone who crosses your path is a teacher. And the faster you stop resisting why it's come into your life, the faster you learn the lesson from it. Number eight is that things are never as bad as they seem they're going to be. It always looks difficult from a comfortable seat, but it is never that bad. And that is why it is so important to focus on the stair you're on and not the whole staircase, which is something that I majorly struggle with. I'm working on it. Number 9 is that preparing for the worst but hoping for the best isn't the answer for me. That preparing for the best and knowing that the best will come for me, even if it comes in the form of not what I thought I wanted, I trust that I will one day see why and start to seek the opportunity that it's given to me. Number 10 is that trying to get back to normal or back to the way things were is a total waste of time. You cannot ask to level up and still ask to feel the same. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Number 11 is that my children are my greatest teachers. That they show me light that was taken from me in my childhood, and it shows me a way back to it. In the words of the amazing Alanis Morissette, my mission is to keep the light in your eyes ablaze. Number 12 is that inner peace isn't found in Bali, at a yoga retreat, on a beach somewhere, or in a book. Inner peace is found wherever you are and wherever you choose to let go and accept it for whatever it is. 13 is that expectations are you choosing to break your own heart. Allowing others to love you in their form is true happiness and gives them permission to be themselves more. And that is a gift unlike any other. And that is not to say that you should have no standards. No standards and no expectations are two different things. Definitely have standards. Number 14 is the importance of taking a step back to see the lesson in front of you through a bigger lens. Sometimes we give advice to others a certain way because we can see the bigger picture and our emotions are not in it like theirs are. And that is why they can't. And then when we go through the same problem, we forget all about that advice because we don't see it as the same problem. Because now we're too close. So remembering to take a step back has helped me solve problems a lot quicker. 15 is that feeling ashamed of my mental health held me back a lot. Feeling ashamed years ago to say that I think I needed to go to therapy, and ashamed that I might need medication, and that I just told myself that I could just do it myself, really held me back from feeling what was on the other side quicker. I feel like it has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, even just a year ago or a couple years ago, mental health was just something that we didn't talk about. And I don't understand why. It's literally the weirdest thing that we all don't talk about something that we all go through. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, we're all going through COVID, you know, or the fear of COVID, and we're all talking about it. That's all we do is talk about it. And I'm pretty sure all of us have some form of mental health struggle. A lot of us don't go through, you know, like a chemical depression, but everybody feels depression sometimes, whether it's situational, whether it's postpartum. Everybody feels stress. That's mental health. It's all mental health. And I just don't understand why it's not talked about more, or it's talked about like a weird thing. Okay, so number 16 is that there is no better setting for healing like sitting somewhere outside. I have come to realize that my soul loves to be in nature, which is really hard because I also hate bugs. Like, I have a huge thing with bugs, but I love being outside. It makes me happy. 17 is that laughing until you cry with a friend that you trust is a highly underrated form of therapy. And I know that sounds super cliche, like laughter is the best medicine, but it is really true. I can feel completely lost and talk to a best friend of mine, and we laugh about something until we're literally in tears, and I feel so much better just from the endorphins. And even if it's just feeling better until we get off that phone call, like, at least I had that little bit of relief, you know? 18 is that there is never going to be a finish line. And I talk about this a lot. So I learned that I needed to stop waiting for, once I get here, I'll be happy, or once I weigh this amount on the scale, I'll be happy. Happiness can happen at any stage and at any weight. And happiness breeds health and stress reduction, which in turn will get you to your highest self faster. Number 19 is that not everyone deserves to hear your story. Not everyone will keep it safe. Not everyone will understand it. And your story is not an explanation of the negative things you think you are. You have nothing to explain. This is something that I, like, really struggled with. I felt the negative things I was thinking about myself was that I was annoying, or that people could tell that I was, like, damaged, and I needed to tell them why. So they were like, oh, now we know why she's so, like, fucked up, which wasn't even true to begin with. So you don't have to tell your story to everyone. They will love you regardless. Number 20 is that perfection is completely overrated, and I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm happy not being perfect. I would never want to be perfect. It sounds exhausting. 21 is that celebrating another person does not take away from my own celebration. We can be happy for others even if we didn't get ours. 22 is that some things don't need to be replied to or left on read. Some things need to be left on undeliverable. And I think that that's kind of self-explanatory, but I feel like there is often this sense of, like, I'm gonna leave you on read so that you know that I read it, and you think that I just don't care enough to respond. But, and I know that so many people are gonna roll their eyes, and, like, a year ago I would have rolled my eyes at me too, but imagine the amount of power if you really truly just didn't care, and not that you just wanted them to think you didn't care. Because if you do care, like, tell them you care. Like, care. But if you're really truly done with a situation, just don't care. Block them. Don't deal with it anymore. It's not worth your time. Number 23 is that family is who you decide it is. Blood has absolutely nothing to do with it. I feel like a lot of people go a lot of years feeling like they are the problem, that they're so different from everyone in their family, and that it must be them. Like, they're the issue. They should feel ashamed. They should feel like the things that they want or the things that make them happy are wrong. And that's not true. Like, I don't know the order of it all, but I don't, sometimes we can't help who we're born to, and the families that we're born into, and that says nothing about you. And the people that you meet along the way who make you feel valid and make you feel heard and loved despite their own opinions and beliefs, and not in a way like, oh, I mean, you probably shouldn't feel that way, but I still love you because I I am a saint, like I'm a good person, so I'm gonna love you anyways. Like, no, not like that. Like, people who love you because of your differences, not in spite of your differences. That's your family, and that's important. Number 24 is that life is too short to worry about being cool or being serious and laughing at your mistakes or your misfortunes is so attractive. Or in other words, I'm not here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. It absolutely drives me crazy that there would be so much more content and creativity and light in the world if only people were not scared about what other people thought. Like, that is crazy to me, to think that one day, that, like, the only thing that is certain in this world is that we will all die. Like, that is the only thing that is certain. And to know for sure, without a doubt, that one day you're gonna be at the moment right before you die, like, the last thing that you're gonna be thinking about is what so-and-so from high school on Facebook thinks about your blog. Like, literally the last thing that you're gonna be thinking about. What you're gonna be thinking about is all the things you did or did not do. So, think about that. Number 25 is that there is no such thing as good or bad music or good or bad art or beautiful bodies or ugly bodies. It's all subjective. Our views about what we find attractive or pleasing to listen to are based on our upbringing, what we're raised into, what we were raised to realize that we didn't want or we didn't want to believe. Our experiences make us individual and unique, and some things might not be for you, but that doesn't make them less than. Number 26 is that getting to know yourself on an intimate level is so important. That sexuality is something to celebrate and not be ashamed of. I am currently reading the book Come As You Are by Emily Nagoski, and it is mind-blowing. I highly recommend it. Even if you already feel a good connection with your sexuality, I feel like there was so much in there that I did not know. Number 27 is getting in control of your finances is life-changing, and it bleeds into all other areas of your life: stress, marriage, peace of mind. Learn all you can about money and change your mindset about it. We have this negative mindset around it, and it really blocks us from attracting a healthy relationship with money. Jen Sincero has a book called You Are a Badass at Making Money, and it is really good. I would definitely recommend that one too. 28 is, last but not least, there is not one definition of success. There have been hundreds of years where the overall definition of, I guess, society's definition of success, it's different. Whatever you decide to be successful, it is. If someone asked me if my podcast was successful, I would say absolutely. It's thriving. Because my definition of its success is solely based on the people that it helps. The messages I get from listeners from all over the world, just saying how much it has helped them, just to hear their feelings put into words, and that they don't feel like they're the only ones dealing with something, so now the pressure is off of them and onto the problem itself instead. That is success. That is everything I wanted and more from this podcast. So if your definition of being successful is where you're already at, then you've already reached it. So I hope to keep creating more episodes that give people the feeling of finally belonging, not even just to a community, but belonging to themselves. So thank you again for being here with me and for taking this time for yourself. Until next time, bye.